Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome, my beloveds. Yeah, it's me, your brother Ashtar. From the heart, broadcasting live. So good and the good, beloved brothers and sisters from every corner of this magnificent blue orb, of this magnificent Mother Earth, and the magnificent, you know, wonderful time that, you know, that we're living. Just on the now moment, you know, more than anything, used to be just completely try to be, you know, just like the calm waters, you know, in the stillness. Just visualize, just close your beautiful eyes and visualize, you know, just this beautiful, you know, lake that is completely with calm waters, and and then we go from 10 to 1, and it's just getting more relaxed, and you're getting more calmer, and 3, and it's, you're feeling even more relaxed and feeling the connection with that calmness and that, you know, connection of you, and then you're feeling more relaxed and connecting that, you know, beloved higher aspect of yourself, and aligning, you know, your chakras, just breathing the light that you are, not just the air, because as you know, when you breathe, not just breathe air, but also light. So today on June 11, 2016, brothers and sisters, welcome. Thank you for tuning in at any time on the now moment, either today or any day that you may hear this message. It's all good news, I can tell you. It's just a divine plan unfolding. I'm just observing, and you know, I'm just being an observer. I'm just a messenger that coming here as an observer and just observe what's happening. What is going on? Of course, I'm doing my own part of the mission in terms of, you know, being a beam of light and sharing light and love as wherever I can. But at the same time, it's just having that, you know, a balance in as much as possible with your emotions and getting into doing this exercise, you know, more often, just closing your eyes, you know, just at any time, especially if you want to tune in at 11:11 a.m. and or p.m. every day. Meet me and my brothers and sisters from the higher realms. We just meet every day at 11:11 a.m. and or p.m. your local time. No matter, wherever you are, your local time, we're there. Just meet us sometime. You know, every day, any day, 11:11 a.m. and or p.m. every single day from now on, every single day of your existence, meet us there. We're there. We're there. You can talk to your ancestors, come to your most beloved ancestors, your most beloved higher self. Who are you going to trust but yourself? And that's what I'm talking about. It's for you to connect with yourself, with the really you, the really that is inside of you, that is in the still waters, in that, you know, lake of the still water that is completely still. You know what I mean? Still water, that's your peace, that's yourself. That's yourself balanced. Just breathe it in. Breathing in the light and exhaling. Just take what I do is breathing at least once, twice a day, really deep, anywhere from 7 to 11 times, really deep, just like a really deep breath. And then, because you're breathing light, not just air, brother and sister. Fill yourself with light. This is the time you fill yourself with light. It's about yourself recharging your energies. You know what I mean? And I learned it from, you know, my people, the Hopi people. You know what I mean? And that's three words that I want to share with you, which is forgive. Forgive, number one. Number two is let. Number three is allow. Allow the new, you know, surrender the ego, you know, put it on the side. Because I know most of us are, you know, literally driven by the egos. You know, people are just all in the ego all the time. You know what I mean? They don't let it rest. You know what I mean? Just put down your ego and just allow, just surrender to the love. To the love that is, you know, just surrounding you. Just with the air, whatever you are, it's God itself surrounding you. And myself, I send you light and love, and I go and whatever you are, I send you a beautiful hug from the heart, from my heart to your heart, a heart of energy, a heart of distance, Reiki, that I send you my love, you know, my brother and our sister, you know, to your heart, and that is my mission. That's what I'm here today on June 11, 2016, okay, for you, for every single one of you. And also, if I can put my two cents to help our brother Bernie Sanders, yes? Well, we have even a song. We got a song for Bernie that today is the world's premiere of a beautiful Bernie song. But first, I'm gonna put this other brother that they share it at the catch it and check it out. From our brothers and sisters from the Facebook group Catch the Burn. So those are so there's a few groups of our own that I'm not even going to tell you which ones they are. You have to, you know, you send me a message, send me a donation today at ashtarradio.com. Ashtar is ASHTAR radio.com. A like Apple, it's like Sam. It's like hello, T like Tom, A like Apple, R like Robert, radio.com, ashtarradio.com. Send me a donation. Watch a movie. Watch a movie for the donation of, you know, $11. You can watch a movie. Or, you know, you can hire me to help you go higher, to help you awaken, to help to heal you, to help you heal, you know, yourself for like, you know, half an hour or an hour, you know, by phone or Skype. You know, we can talk about it, but it's so good and good. We have a specials in June We're here to help you, brother and sister, and we are here, still burning, you know, hashtag still burning, hashtag, you know, Bernie Sanders, you know, already won. Bernie Sanders already won, period. That's it. Hashtag all Bernie already won, period. That's it. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. And I want you to know this, that it's for those that are patient, they're going to feel it and they're going to see it. For those that are not, in my reality, I'm telling you, I'm creating my own reality with a bunch of other millions of people that also believe the same thing. And that's how you co-create. You see, that's why, you know, the lying establishment media, it's, you know, completely you know, telling the truth. You know, one day before the biggest elections of all, they tell people to not to worry, not to vote, because they, you know, Clinton already won, you know, already won it, so she's already, you know, she got all the delegates and blah, 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 guess what? They're absolutely lying. Journalistic abilities and have completely disappeared. They just vanished. They just vanished. All their PhDs and bachelor's degree and the promise to tell, be neutral, you know, and to not just sell their soul for a few bucks. They completely, you know, gave themselves the major, you know, AP, the AP, ABC, CNN. They all were, you know, telling horrible things. But anyway, we're just going to go there in a bit. For now, I just want to share this. We can, you know, finish with a song, actually. Get a little more, you know, happier. So, my brothers and sisters, it is such a pleasure to be here with you. I mean, it's just so such an amazing time of, you know, incredible, you know, transformation. And it's I'm telling you, it's about to really, you know, just focus yourself in staying positive, staying out of fear. Do not listen, read my lips. Do not watch television, because they send you literally negative vibrations. Mind control, literally vibrations. That, you know, mind control people. I mean, there's an article that is being around by the Washington blog mentioned. They had an article called "The Mainstream Media: The Prostitutes for the Rich and Powerful," okay? And they said that while the Rupert Murdoch scandal is justifiable front page news, there is a much wider problem with the mainstream media. It's a purchasing reporter. Same Watergate reporter, Kyle Pistin, says that, you know, that agency of the, with the letters has already bought and paid for many successful journalists. Wow. So this agency with the letter, operative allegedly told Washington Post editor Philip Graham in a conversation about the willingness of journalists to, you know, this agency propaganda and cover stories. He said you could get a journalistic cheaper than a good call girl for a couple $100 a month. Wow. The judge committee found that this agency submitted stories to the American press, and they had to pass them through, you know what I mean? Like the New York Times discusses in a matter of fact the way the use of mainstream writers by this agency to spread messages, okay? Control, absolutely control the media, okay? By the government is, you know, paying off reporters to spread disinformation, okay? So part of BBC documentary called, quote, write it down, Century of the Self, shows that an American Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, created the modern field of manipulation of public perceptions, and the U.S. government has extensively used his techniques. Okay? The Independent discusses allegations of American propaganda. One of the premier writers on journalism says that U.S. has used widespread propaganda. Indeed, an expert on propaganda testifies under oath during trial with this agency that employs thousands of reporters, okay, and owns its own media organizations. The expert has an impressive background. And some of these agencies, you know, literally are wrong. That's why, you know, who is the boss who pays the, you know, the employers, right? So that's what happened. They literally pay these people, give them, you know, great amounts of money, homes and vacations and blah, 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 and a lot of, you know, goodies. And you know, they probably, who knows what they do to threaten them or whatever to make them, you know, more convince them to, or they just, you know, hard, you know, soul that they agree to play that role, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's extremely, you know, sad, you know, that it's happening. Says that, of course, the web has become huge media force, and these, you know, huge, you know, organizations and agencies and other government agencies have their hand in all of it as well, okay? The second hand, propaganda for the rich and powerful. So, but the stories directly crafted by these agencies and other government employees isn't the only form of prostitution. Popular MSNBC anchor Cenk Uygur was recently told to tone it down his attacks on the establishment because the head of the network reminded him that we are part of the establishment. Wow! You hear that? That's what they said in MSNBC. They are part of the establishment. They are part of the establishment. That's what they told him on top. The Newsweek said, you know, Ivan Thomas admitted in 2009, by definition, establishments believe in propping up the existing order, members of the ruling class, pretty much the way they are. Safeguarding the status quo, protecting traditional institutions can be healthy and useful, stabilizing and reassuring. If you are of establishment persuasion, he said that he is, virtually all mainstream reporters are establishment. You know, end quote. So it's quote establishment, end quote, journalists like Thomas. He said the Pew Research Center study on the coverage of the crisis found that the media has largely tailored what the White House and Wall Street were saying. The government, Wall Street, and the media all dispense happy talk when there is an economic crash. Financial Insider and commentator Yves Smith wrote an essay entitled quote, MSM, Mainstream Media, reporting as propaganda, end quote, arguing that the government has been using propaganda to make people think that things are getting better, so no one is angry, and therefore no one should get upset. In reality, quote, the message is quite, you are in the minority. The country has moved on. Things are getting better. Get with the program. For the social psychology research, this, quote, you are in the minority. You are, end quote, wrong. End quote. Message does dissuade a lot of people. It is remarkably poisonous and it discourages people from taking concrete actions. Irina Huffington from the Huffington points out, there is something in the current DC/New York culture that equates a lack of unthinking, boosterism to the lack of patriotism, as if not being drunk on the latest doubt against is somehow un-American. Frame, in fact, medicine is being peddled by the powers that be, and see this then. Overly fantastic assessments are trumpeted on every channel. And the corporate media is instrumental in spreading the lies which support war. The BBC, Fox Network, CNN, you know, you name it. all those major medias are there. So as it's noted in 2009, there are five reasons that the mainstream media is worthless. One, self-censorship by journalists. In Italy, there is a tremendous self-censorship by journalists. For example, several months after 9/11, news anchor Dan Rather told the BBC that American reporters were practicing, quote, a form of self-censorship, end quote. There was a time in South Africa that people will put flaming tires around people's necks if they dissent. And in some ways, the fear is that you will be necklaced here. You will have a flaming tire of black adjectives put around your neck. Now is that fear that keeps journalists from asking the toughest of the tough questions. And again, I am humble to say I don't except myself from this criticism. I said, you know, as for my beloved Ayam, I like to make a parenthesis here, like for anything that you get fear energies, fearful energies at all, just click the button. You know, just like what you have. I mean, most people these days have automobiles, right? Have vehicles with what? With alarms, right? So you click the button, beep, 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 right? Beep, beep. You have an alarm for your car. So do me a favor, from now on, my brother and my sister, I love you know that, right? So I'm gonna give you one of my biggest secrets. When I get into any type of lower energy, which is, you know, anything to do with fear, you know, meaning any kind of like the fear mongering, like the media, you can not just I don't watch TV for 5 years, and I invite everybody to throw the TVs away, okay? Throw the TVs away. Forget about it. The television, they send you negative subliminal, you know, frequencies. They are not good for your health, literally, okay? Going back to this point, is that to protect yourself, just click your alarm button, or in this time from the fear, and then you're gonna say, "I am Archangel Michael, protect you." Close your beautiful eyes, take a deep breath, and exhale, and say, "I am Archangel Michael, protector." Boom. Let's say, "I am Archangel Michael, protector." Let's say. Visualize a bubble of divine light around you, brother or sister. The blue light. And just try to start moving, you know, moving residence from the ego to the heart. Okay? Start practicing it every day to be more loving, more compassionate, more forgiving. Okay? Those are the two things. Radio.com. Send us a some love, send us a donation, send us some love. I send you a link where you can listen to more of my drumming, more of the, and we have videos with some music that we are, that we made, that we recorded. Help our cause. Help me help you. Help me continue this mission. I help you feel better. I help you go higher. I help you make your dreams come true. Okay? So, go to ashtarradio.com. Anytime, send me a note, send me a message, send me a donation. Let's work on you. You know, I have a class, 10 days, maybe 11 days, okay? 11 days for 11 hours. 11 hours for $33 an hour, okay? Times 10, so you get 1 hour free plus the savings from our regular price is $99 an hour. So you use only $33 an hour, 11 hours. Okay, we can do it 1 2 hours a day, it's up to you. We can help you understand what's going on first and foremost. Okay, then tell you, you know, what to do in regards of, you know, to help you feel better, get rid of the fear, get rid of certain, you know, aches and this and that. Because a lot of it has to do with your chakra. A lot of it has to do, a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxiety has to do with, you know, with all the energies that are like bombarded. We're being bombarded hugely. We're not just bombarded, we're being transformed literally. From that, we are more connected with the divine than before. We are the angels and archangels that you read in the Bible and some of those, you know, religious messages. We are the ones, all of us. All of us. I am Ashtar, but you are you, and everybody is yourself, and everybody's important, and we're equally important. And I want to tell you, I'm going to share something that my brother, Ascended Master Saint Germain, okay, which is in multiple forms, just like Ashtar. There's different aspects of Ashtar. I am one of them. Brothers, a lot of aspects of Ashtar in other dimensions, in another planet, in another galaxy, even in another, you know, part of the planet, you know, anywhere around, you know. It's okay. I don't mind. It's not like, oh, I'm the only one Ashtar. That's it. I am an aspect of Ashtar for the future. But it's okay with me. I'm humble. I am humbly an aspect of my beloved I am, in love and in light, and I accept it, and I'm humbly doing my mission from the heart to the humanity, to the people, dedicating 24/7 to this mission, to this cause of love, of liberation of the world from the octopus of the dark, and it's getting done. It's getting done, I'm telling you. So let's continue with this. So you know, I just shared with you a huge, you know, tool to help yourself feel better. Boom, click your remote control, but this time for the fear. And you say, I am, be present. I am Archangel Michael, protect. Close your eyes, connect yourself, visualize a pillar of light coming out, you know, like a sunroof from your head. Pillar of light coming in from your head, like a sunroof. You see the sun, you see the light coming in through your center of yourself. All of the way through you, going through every single chakra, all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, which is that why you're here. So the connection between the center, and then Mother Earth is going to send you back a divine energy, divine faithfulness energy, because you are participating in the ascension of Mother Earth, the ascension of humanity, the ascension of yourself, the ascension of yourself, brother and sister. And we are one. We are all connected. Nobody is separated, even the good ones or the bad ones, believe it or not. But this is the time to wake up and remember who you are and focus. I know we all have, this is a big, you know, debate about that we are all dark and all the light. But, you know, yeah, in essence, we are light and love, period. The dark was just an experience, an illusion that we actually experience. That's happening in reality. We are all the sparks of light. Do you see it that when there's a spark of light, do you see anything dark in the spark of light? I ask you the question. You answer me. Okay? Do you see anything dark in the spark of light? And you tell me. But anyway, I send you light. I send you love. As former Washington Post columnist Dan Frumkin, he wrote in 2006, mainstream media, political journalism is in danger of becoming increasingly irrelevant, but not because of the internet or even Comedy Central. The threat comes from inside. It comes from journalists being afraid to do what journalists were put on this green earth to do. There is an intense pressure to maintain access to insider sources, even as those sources become ridiculously unrevealing and oversensitive. There is a fear of being labeled partisan if one meted out in precisely equal increments along the political spectrum. If mainstream media, political journalists don't start calling bullshit more often, then we do risk losing our primacy. If not the comedians, then to the bloggers. I still believe that no one is fundamentally more capable of first-rate bullshit calling than a well-informed deep reporter. Whatever their beat, we just need to get the editors of the corporate culture or the self-censorship or whatever it is out of the way. Okay, okay. Number two, he said that censorship by higher up. If journalists do want to speak out about an issue, they also are subject to tremendous pressure by their editors or producers to kill their stories. The Pulitzer Prize winning reporter who uncovered the Iraq prison torture scandal and the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, Seymour Hersh, said, quote, "All of the institutions we thought would protect us, particularly the press, but also the military, the bureaucracy, the Congress, the president itself, the prime ministers, they have failed to normally carry us through. Did it. The biggest failure, I will argue, is the press, because that's the most glaring. Question, what can be done to fix the media situation?" Took a long pause and said, "You will have to fire or execute 90% of the editors and executives. You will actually have to start promoting people from the newsroom to be editors who you didn't think you could control, and they are not going to do that. In fact, many journalists are warning that the true story is not being reported. A series of interviews with award-winning journalists are also documents censorship of certain stories by media editors and owners. There are many reasons for censorship by media higher-ups. One is money, and the media has a strong monetary interest to avoid controversial topics in general. It has always been true that advertisers discourage stories which challenge corporate power. Indeed, a 2003 survey revealed that 30% of reporters and news executives themselves admitted that journalists avoid newsworthy stories if, quote, the story will be embarrassing or damaging to the financial interest of a news organization's owners or parent company, end quote. In addition, the government has allowed tremendous consolidation in ownership of the airwaves during the past decade. Dan Rather has slammed media consolidation. Likening media consolidation to that of the banking industry, Rather claimed that, quote, roughly 80% of the media is controlled by no more than six and possibly as few as four corporations. 80% of the mainstream media in the entire world, brothers and sisters, can you imagine? Okay, so going on, there is we can continue, next radio show. There is a lot more, but I can tell you that all is well, everything is getting better. Read some updates at #Sheran Radio. You can read some of the rest of these messages. I'm going to give you a little update from our brothers and sisters from the stars. He said, Tela Mejawa from June 2016. What you have long awaited is beginning to take shape. Orders have been given to release a major humanitarian and prosperity fund. Yuppie! That's right, guys. Funds have been released to help humanity. As we speak, as you hear this, new schedules to rid this reality of the cabal and its myriad henchmen are now in place. The dark realizes that its time is up and that several layers of key arrests are either starting or else in place. Revised agreements are being implemented as new fund transfer systems come into play. So, seems like Hitler is going to have to postpone her for another lifetime to become president of the United States of America, because guess what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not in my name. Not in my name. Okay? This is Sasha Sheran not in my name, okay? And I invite every single brother and sister to do the same every single day, not in my name. Send it, you know, call it to the universe, not in my name, okay? This person is not going to do, and this person is not going to be corrupting the rest of, you know, of the election, you know, people to continue, you know, defrauding the election, like they've done in California. And guess what? It's flipping. It's already, like, counties that I know, Santa Barbara and other Sophomore, were flipped from Hillary to our beloved Bernie Sanders, okay? They were flipped because, guess what? There is some decent people still, you know, around, okay? And guess what? There's a lot more coming in and taking positions of power. And guess what? All those dark ones are going to be out of the job in less than 1 year. I guarantee you that. All those dark, you know, souls, they're not going to be here anymore, you know, causing trouble to humanity, okay? This is today. And I'm telling you, this is, as I said, on June 11, 2016, I'm telling you this. Dark hearts, they will be out of power, okay? Period. I agree and declare, and I also tell you that Bernie Sanders will become, it will be the winner. I'm not exactly sure if it will be this country or this corporation. This is not just the United States of America, but it's a corporation that it was, you know, pretty much legalized in Puerto Rico. It's just a corporation that was based in Puerto Rico, but so that is the truth. That's what the United States of America is. It's a corporation that it was based in Puerto Rico, okay? And the rest are just affiliates. So the funding followed a very strict path, specially managed by our various Earth allies, okay? The coming thing is Tuesday to see publicly arranged arrests of major cabal figures. This sudden rush of arrests results from the cabal extending this process as long as possible. So guess what, Hitler? Not in my name. You won't be president. Not in my name. Okay? Not in my name. Not in my name and in all the power of the angels and archangels. Not in the name, and it's not going to happen. And I call Archangel Michael to call all this power that you have and all this power of all these dark ones to call him right now to absolutely dissolve you into the light, into the love. And that's it. For you to become more loving and more, if it's even possible. They might have to contain you in the chambers of life for millions of years. Well, if it's that when it happens, as well as many other souls, that's what we have to do. You will be contained by millions and millions of years until you get into the light, into to be a loving soul and a more caring soul. And that is what is going to happen. I agree and declare, Angel Michael, that he's right here with me.